The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, a look at week two of training camp, Hard Knocks reactions, a J.J. Watt video bomb, and more. Hello, hello, and welcome into Texans 360, the training camp edition. We hope you enjoyed watching the game earlier tonight, but we're focused strictly on the week before. I'm Drew Doherty. We thank you so much for watching, and let's get straight to it. DP Sidhu is with John Harris, and those two broke down week number two here in Houston.
All right, Johnny, it wouldn't be a Texans 360 segment if we didn't discuss a few quarterbacks that are in the mix. Bill O'Brien, not ready to name a starter, but what have you seen from these two? We've gone back and forth every day in camp, and how has each one progressed in your opinion?
Well, I think it's been that way throughout camp. They've gone back and forth. When it looks like it's been a great day for Hoyer, and you expect that the next day, and then Mallett will have a better day, and they've gone back and forth. Mallett one day with the ones, and then the next day, Brian Hoyer has been with the ones, and so they've rotated. They've gotten in some really good work. I'll say this. Last year, watched the quarterbacks all the way throughout every single snap. This group, although these guys haven't started a lot in the NFL, this group is so far above and beyond where the offense was last year, and it's in large part because of these two quarterbacks that know the system and the way they're running it. But I think we'll continue to see them alternate at least through the first 2 weeks of the preseason. I don't think either guy has really stepped up and said, it's my job. But on the flip side, I don't think either guy has really lost a job either. So Bill O'Brien says they're even, and it appears that way out on the field.
One position group that we weren't really talking about until camp started, running backs. Now with Arian Foster being out of the game, there's a mix of guys that could snag that starting spot. Or should we say spots? Is it going to be running back by committee? How do you envision that turning out?
It could be running back by situation more so than by committee, because you might have a guy that you like more in the receiving game. Maybe Jonathan Grimes is a better quote-unquote third down back, and you want to look at him in those situations. Maybe Alfred Blue is your every down back to start the game. Maybe Chris Polk is the backup every down back. Maybe he comes in on third downs. Goal line, maybe it's more Kenny Hilliard. So to me, it may be for a while running back by situation. What I like about all these guys is the fact that each one, knowing that the opportunity is right there in front of them, DP, to make plays and have opportunity to play in preseason games and build a significant spot on the roster. If and when Arian does eventually come back, they solidified that spot during the preseason, during the early part of the season. So I think all those guys have really flashed at different moments. I'm really excited to see what Chris Polk does as the preseason moves on.
Yeah, speaking of opportunity in preseason, what about the new guys, the guys that are on the bubble, the roster guys, the ones that are fighting for a roster spot, looking to make the team? Who are you looking at here through these preseason games?
Well, one guy that I think has really played himself into contention on this roster. He's been on the roster before, but Eddie Pleasant at safety. A lot of different faces back there, but I think Eddie P has really done a nice job at safety. So he's a guy I'm definitely keeping an eye on in the future.
And all those cheers are for John Harris. No, just kidding. They're for J.J. Watt, who's walking around signing autographs. But check out all this and more coverage on HoustonTexans.com.
Thank you so much, DP and John. Time now to get to the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number five, players react to Hard Knocks. At number four this week, Coach Bill O'Brien talks about the running back position. Numero tres, highlights from this week's training camp practices. Number two is Vince Wilfork stealing the show on Hard Knocks. And the top viewed video of the week on HoustonTexans.com, J.J. Watt working overtime on Hard Knocks. To watch these videos and more, visit HoustonTexans.com.